U.S. President Donald Trump began a visit to the United Arab Emirates on Thursday that is likely to deepen cooperation on artificial intelligence after hailing plans by Doha to invest $10 billion in a U.S. military facility during a trip to Qatar. Before his departure for the UAE on the latest stage of a tour of wealthy Gulf states, Trump said in a speech to U.S. troops at the Al Udeid airbase southwest of Doha that defense purchases signed by Qatar on Wednesday are worth $42 billion. He then flew to Abu Dhabi, where he was met at the airport by President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and the two leaders visited the Sheikh Zayed Grand Mosque, its white minarets and domes impressive in the late afternoon light. "It is so beautiful," Trump told reporters inside the mosque, which he said had been closed for the day. "First time they closed it. It's in honor of the United States. Better than in honor of me. Let's give it to the country. That's a great tribute." The UAE's leaders want U.S. help to make their wealthy Gulf nation a global leader in artificial intelligence. The U.S. has a preliminary agreement with the UAE to allow it to import 500,000 of NVIDIA's NVDA. Oh, opens new tab most advanced AI chips a year, starting this year, Reuters reported on Wednesday. The deal would boost the UAE's construction of data centers vital to developing artificial intelligence models. But the agreement has provoked national security concerns among sectors of the U.S. government, and the terms could change, sources said. The two countries have finalized a technology framework agreement that was expected to be signed later on Thursday, a source with knowledge of the matter told Reuters. "The agreement requires commitments on both sides to the security of technology," the source said, without immediately providing details. Deals, diplomacy. Some big business agreements have been signed during Trump's four-day swing through the Gulf region, including a deal for Qatar Airways to purchase up to 210 Boeing wide-body jets, a $600 billion commitment from Saudi Arabia to invest in the U.S., and $142 billion in U.S. arms sales to the kingdom. The trip has also brought a flurry of diplomacy. Trump said in Qatar that the United States was getting very close to securing a nuclear deal with Iran, and Tehran had sort of agreed to the terms. He also announced on Tuesday that the U.S. would remove long-standing sanctions on Syria and subsequently met with Syrian interim president Ahmed al-Shara. He urged Shara to establish ties with Syria's longtime foe Israel. AI is likely to be a focus of the final leg of Trump's trip. Former U.S. President Joe Biden's administration had imposed strict oversight of exports of U.S. AI chips to the Middle East and other regions. Among the Biden administration's fears were that the prized semiconductors would be diverted to China and buttress Beijing's military strength.